It's about 11:30 on Thursday. I am really losing track of time. Thursday, the 20th of August. And I'm at home. Well, one of my homes anyway. Not the one that I wanted to be in, but this is the one that I'm in. And today has been a fairly uneventful day, as they've gone, really. Save for the end of it. We packed up at the hotel, had breakfast, and got in the van, and we came off down here, southwest from Guildford, and got back, did a bit of shopping, put stuff in the flat, tried to find a spending area for Vance, and we've chosen an area just out on the street, so it's off the, let's call it the estate of the place where I live. Not that there's much estate to it, just a car park. Fairly empty road in terms of traffic. Now and again, there's a fair bit of it, but get good warning, can certainly take the dog off the road. Then gave Vance a chance to spend, which he decided not to take up. Went upstairs, had a cup of tea and a donut from Waitrose. A very nice chocolatey donut, actually. Might be going back for more of those. Then tried to spend them again, and he wouldn't go. And at that point, Delia left, and Vance and I stayed, which I think was a bit of a surprise for him, but he was, to his credit, he was absolutely fine. No crying or anything. And once in the flat, he roamed around a bit, found places that he was comfortable with, a little bit mopey, just sort of lying around, not really wanting to do much, but I encouraged him a bit later on to play with a rope toy, and he was quite content to do that. So I tried spending him again a couple of hours later at 4 o'clock, and then again after his dinner at about 7:15. Still, as far as I was concerned, nothing came out, not that I noticed. And you normally do notice with Vance, as it's a fair bit, either when he urinates or defecates. Which will henceforth be known as number one and number two, for the sake of ease. So then came back up here, and I mainly dozed for much of the rest of the time. Really, really tired. And he sort of nosed me at one point. It was about 10 o'clock, and perhaps I should have taken him out at that point. But I fell asleep again, and he didn't do anything else. And so actually it was 11:30 by the time we went out again, which, although it was quite late, and maybe I should have done it a little bit earlier, was a similar time to when we were going at the hotel. So anyway, trotted on out out of my door then, and down the stairs, and the lights in this place are on a timer, so you have to press the button, and then 10 seconds later the light will go off. And about halfway down the second set of stairs, the lights went out and he just stopped. And he could not be encouraged to come any further down those steps at all. I tried, asking him to come, and it was as if he was tied to something. And I felt down his legs and felt everywhere around him, and he was completely free of all obstacles, and he just would not come. And in the end, the only thing I could do was to leave him there and to carry on down the steps and press the button again, by which time he'd gone back up the steps and had to cool him down. So we made it down the steps, thankfully, got out the door, by which time I realised that I'd forgotten my cane. It was dark, so I asked him to go forward to the road, and I just felt for the curb edge of my foot, which I couldn't see. Put him on the long lead and walked him up and down to try and get him to spend. Did this a few times, and I didn't think that he'd really stopped or done anything. He then stopped on the pavement, and I was trying to encourage him off, and he didn't really come. But his tail didn't seem to go out in the usual point if he was doing a number two. He didn't really stop for that long either. And so, and there was certainly no number one. So then I stepped into the road, only to find that I trod straight in something. stepped back onto the pavement. Thought, well, that's a bit strange, because he certainly didn't stop in that position. So poo bag out, felt for it, felt a big lump of stuff. Couldn't find anything else around it. Tied it up with that in the bin. Strange thing was, it really didn't smell like his either. It smelled like something that had been there a while. So I suppose it's possible that it had been there since an earlier one, and I just hadn't noticed it then. But a bit coincidental, just going to step right in it. I'll need to check in the morning that there wasn't anything else. But anyway, he didn't do a number one. In fact, he doesn't seem to have urinated all day, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm a little bit concerned about that, and I hope there are no accidents in the night. Hopefully he'll come and tell me if he needs to go. So that's about it, really. Came back up here. I'm about to have the dinner that I should have had about 2 hours ago. Some soup from Waitrose. Spiced butternut squash. And then to bed. The one sort of reassuring thing is that he's following me everywhere around the flat and seems really attached to me, which is lovely. He hadn't seemed to be doing it as much in the hotel, so I am much heartened by that. As long as I don't mess up the spending for him, and I don't want to lose his confidence either with that or going down the stairs in the dark. We've got to get this sorted. Okay, so that's it for now, and I shall report back tomorrow after my mum and sister have come down bringing some stuff. Good night.